Hi, everybody. Before I begin, I would like to thank the conference organizer for allowing myself and Professor Wolbing to contribute to the 2016 Asian Bioethics Conference through a podcast. If you have any questions after this presentation, feel free to contact us through email. Second, I would like to acknowledge my supervisor, Professor Wolbing, and the WOLPAC, the research student group I belong to, for their continuous support. Now to get started, the title of this presentation is Governance of Science, Technology, and Innovation, a Conflict Narrative. First, I would like to provide you with an introduction to conflict. Conflict can be defined in various ways. Thomas, for example, defines conflict as the process which begins when one party perceives that another has frustrated or is about to frustrate some concern of his. Furthermore, different types of conflict exist, such as organizational conflict, which can be divided into affective and substantive conflict, competition, task and relationship conflict, and procedural conflict. Conflict can also arise between interest groups, such as stakeholders, in a given development. Conflicts are socially constructed and may arise from various areas, such as the persistence of economic issues, environmental issues, poverty, and humanitarian aid. Science, technology, and innovation, which from now on will be abbreviated to SDI, have been impacting humans in negative and positive ways throughout history. SDI have been and still are at the root of conflicts. Different concepts of SDI governance exist, such as participatory technology assessment, anticipatory governance, and responsible innovation. One of the purposes of the governance of SDI is to decrease various types of conflicts triggered or enabled by SDI, and as such, governance is to contribute to conflict resolution. One form of conflict originates from the different positionality of stakeholders in regards to a given SDI. So, for example, people with disabilities are one stakeholder in how SDI is governed. The purpose of this study was to analyze the conflict narrative with SDI and SDI governance with a particular view on the role of stakeholders and specifically within the group of disabled people as stakeholders. Now to briefly talk about the methods. We used three academic databases to collect data in this study. EBSCOall, which is an umbrella database composed up of over 70 other databases, Web of Science, and Scopus. These databases were provided by the University of Calgary and were searched for in July 2016 for combinations of the terms conflict and governance in variation with the other terms science, technology, and innovation. Within EBSCOall, all of the search terms were searched for within the abstract. In Scopus, they were searched within the article title, abstract, and keywords. And in Web of Science, the terms were searched for within the topic. After the elimination of false positives and duplicates, we downloaded a total of 1,332 citations for further analysis. As to the data analysis, the term governance, conflict, science, technology, and innovation were auto-coded for within the 1,332 abstracts within Atlas TI. The quotations generated by the auto-coding were read and analyzed for reoccurring terms. We identified various types of conflicts mentioned within the abstracts. Various social groups were mentioned and therefore auto-coded as well, which yielded the results. As to the results, the term governance was mentioned 2,847 times, conflict 2,490, science 1,787, technology 1,157, The asterisk in technology allows for the software to search for that term as a root word, therefore including other words such as technology, technologies, and technological. And finally, the term innovation was mentioned 686. As to the specific technologies that appeared in the data, they were technologies such as geoengineering, which was mentioned 51 times, nanotechnologies 30 times, emerging technologies 30 times, energy technology 15, genetic technologies 7 times, genetic engineering 45 times. As to the social groups that were mentioned in the data, there was terms such as stakeholder, which was mentioned 532 times, women 78, gender 89, indigenous people 16, disability 5, disabled 3, people with disabilities 0. Over 106 conflict concepts were mentioned and 144 governance concepts. As to our qualitative analysis, the term science appeared in the conflict narrative 1,000 to 787 times. And although the term occurrence is high, the term science was most often used within journal names, and therefore did not provide substantial information in relation with other terms, and no conflict was covered in regard to scientific advances. Next, the term technology appeared in the literature 1,157 times. Technology is mentioned when discussing specific emergent technologies, such as nanotechnology, agricultural biotechnology, and genetic engineering. However, possible conflicts impacting human lives surrounding emergent technologies are rarely covered. Cronin and Hutchins incorporate the representation of women and Indigenous people in their exploration of communication strategies on technologies. The term innovation was mentioned 686 times. Innovation is mentioned in relation to sustainability and governance of energy systems, community development, and social innovation. However, innovation is rarely discussed in terms of SDI governance. Technological innovation is covered in relation to water systems and water economies, but innovation is not the focus of this article. The impacts of technological innovation on social groups is not covered in the conflict literature. The term DISAP was searched for within the data. Again, the asterisk allows for the software to search for that term as a root word. In this case, it includes words such as disabled, disabling, and disabilities. The literature does not engage with the disability community itself. Instead, it engages with the Disability Adjusted Life Years, which is a quantitative measuring system of disease. The lack of coverage of disability around the narrative of conflict as it relates to SDI governance is problematic because this vulnerable population can be in conflict with other social groups relating to SDI. There can be conflict among disabled and non-disabled people in relation to SDI visions. Controversial technology such as genetic engineering can impact the disabled population, yet this was not discussed within the conflict narrative of SDI. The term women is mentioned in the dataset 78 times, often overlapping with the term gender. The lack of women empowerment in areas with gender inequality and poor political governance and women's rights in developing countries are covered. One article does link women in technology by stating that women face barriers that result in a lack of knowledge about childbearing technologies. Gender appears in the literature 89 times. Community development projects targeted to resolve gender inequalities are discussed, along with gender inequality in cultural contexts, gender representation in marketing, and gender roles. Reeves does introduce the idea of feminist knowledge influencing technologies in post-conflict settings. Other social groups that were mentioned include ethnic minorities. They are mentioned in relation to stereotypes and cultural diversity. The only specific ethnicities mentioned are the Chinese and the Thai, and again is linked to stereotyping and access to resources. Although these social groups were mentioned, there was no substantial links to SDI being made. As to our discussion, although one of the aims of SDI governance is to decrease various types of conflicts triggered or enabled by SDI to contribute to conflict resolution, our findings suggest that few linkages were made between governance of SDI and conflicts caused by SDI. One form of conflict originates from stakeholders having different positions in regards to a given SDI, and often disabled people have a different positionality than non-disabled people. Our findings suggest an under-engagement with SDI originated conflict potential in relation to marginalized groups and disabled people in particular. Our findings are problematic from the lens of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities framework, but also from the lens of various science and technology governance discourses. Every article of the UN CRPD could be seen to highlight conflicts between the so-called able-bodied world and the disabled-bodied world. Conflicts between these two groups exist in areas, for example, political participation, employment, education, accessibility to the physical environment, transportation, information and communications, and to other facilities and services open or provided to the public, both in urban and in rural areas. Our findings highlight a failure of the SDI governance discourses as well. SDI governance has been regarded as an important goal for some time, and different concepts of SDI governance exist, such as anticipatory governance and responsible innovation. All of these discourses have as one of their indicators of success the involvement of the public. The abstracts and the full papers we investigated indicates that all the governance discourses, SDI related or not, fail to see disabled people as part of the public. This is problematic on various levels. All of these areas are impacted by SDI. Over 16 of the abstracts mention conflicts between stakeholders and issues such as trade-offs across different stakeholders. Furthermore, social learning about other stakeholders is seen as an essential goal. It is thought that engagement process designers require methods and tools that can help them to manage and transform these conflicts into constructive dialogues. One article states that stakeholders and citizens today are often invited to deliberate in controversial processes of scientific and technological decision-making. Scholars in the field of science and technology studies have long supported these initiatives to transcend strong expert-led divides. However, despite many such contributions, there is no agreement on how such broadened participation should be performed, either in theory or in practice. Our findings suggest that disabled people are not even on the radar screen within the literature around the governance of conflict arising around SDI discourses covered. It is also problematic given the self-understanding of the SDI governance discourses. In conclusion, we suggest that given the conflict potential of SDI, conflict narratives should increase the academic literature covering SDI and viewing SDI as a conflict potential, especially ability expectation conflicts, the SDI discourses in general, and SDI governance discourses have to engage more explicit with conflicts as they relate to disabled people. Thank you for listening. If you have any further questions, again, feel free to email myself or Professor Wolverine. Thank you.